Welcome to Rapidly Rotating Records, an hour of toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s with yours truly, Glenn Robison. We've got a Lulu of a show for you this evening. Speaking of Lulu, last week, December 11th, marked the birth in 1904 of Marjorie Buell. So, who was Marjorie Buell? Well, Marjorie Buell was the cartoonist who gave life to Little Lulu. Little Lulu started out as a single-panel cartoon in the Saturday Evening Post on February 23, 1935, and ran through 1945. So here in commemoration of Marjorie Buell and Little Lulu are some little songs about Lulu, starting off with Thomas Fats Waller.
Gotta sew a button on my vest, 'cause tonight I've got to look my best. Lulu's back in town. Gotta get a half a buck somewhere. Gotta shine my shoes and slick my hair. Got to get myself bootin' there. Lulu's back in town. You can tell all my pets, all my Harlem coquettes, Mr. Otis regrets that he won't be around. You can tell the mailman not to call. I ain't coming home until the fall. And again, I might not get back home at all. Lulu's back in town, yeah.
Lulu gets blue and she goes cuckoo like the cock up on the shelf. He's the kind of naughty who breaks up every party. Hullabaloo, don't bring Lulu, I'll bring her myself.
Billy Jones, backed by the Little Ramblers, which included Red Nichols and Tommy Dorsey at the time, the time being 1925, and Don't Bring Lulu. And we started off with Fats Waller and his rhythm, with a couple of nice solos from Rudy Powell on clarinet and Herman Autry on trumpet, on that Al Dubin, Harry Warren song, Lulu's Back in Town, from May 8, 1935. And you're hearing it on Rapidly Rotating Records on Island Radio, KISL FM 88.7, Avalon. I'm Glenn Robison. This past week on December 11th in 1939, Marlene Dietrich recorded Falling in Love Again on the Decca label. Now you probably think now that I've told you that I'm going to play that record. Nope. I'm going to play that song, but not that record. Marlene Dietrich was born Maria Magdalene Dietrich on December 27, 1901, in Berlin-Schönberg, Germany. Her father, a German officer, died when she was 11, and her mother remarried a few years later. She studied piano and violin at the renowned Weimar Conservatory, but she gave up her dream to be a violinist after suffering a wrist injury. She enrolled at the Max Reinhardt Drama School, performed in a number of German stage productions, and enjoyed success as a cabaret performer. Dietrich changed her name by removing various syllables, altering Maria Magdalene to Marlene. In May 1924, Dietrich married casting director Rudolf Seiber. In 1929, she landed her first starring role in a German production titled The Ship of Lost Men. In the fall of 1929, Dietrich was discovered by German director Josef von Sternberg, who hired her to star in The Blue Angel, an American-German co-production. The international film launched Dietrich's career and enabled her to move to the U.S. with Sternberg, where she fulfilled a long-term contract with Paramount Studios. Which brings us back to Falling in Love Again. From the 1930 picture The Blue Angel, here is Marlene Dietrich in German, and Falling in Love Again.
Ein rätselhafter Schimmer, ein je ne sais pas quoi, liegt in den Augen immer bei einer schönen Frau. Doch wenn sich meine Augen bei einem vis-à-vis ganz tief in seine Saugen, was sprechen dann sie? Ich bin von Kopf bis Fuß auf Liebe eingestellt, denn das ist meine Welt und sonst gar nicht. Das ist, was soll ich machen, meine Natur. Ich kann halt lieben nur und sonst gar nicht. Männer umschwirren mich wie Motten um das Licht Und wenn sie verbrennen, ja, dafür kann ich nicht. Ich bin von Kopf bis Fuß auf Liebe eingestellt. Ich kann halt lieben nur und sonst gar nicht. Was bebt in meinen Händen, in ihrem heißen Druck? Sie möchten sich verschwenden, sie haben nie genug. Ihr werdet mir verzeihen, ihr müsst es halt verstehen. Es lockt mich stets von Neuem, ich finde es so schön. Ich bin von Kopf bis Fuß auf Liebe eingestellt, denn das ist meine Welt und sonst gar nicht. Das ist, was soll ich machen, meine Natur. Ich kann halt lieben nur und sonst gar nicht. Männer umschwirren mich wie Motten um das Licht. Und wenn sie verbrennen, ja, dafür kann ich nicht. Ich bin von Kopf bis Fuß auf Liebe eingestellt. Ich kann halt lieben nur und sonst gar nicht.
Marlene Dietrich from the 1930 picture The Blue Angel and Falling in Love Again. This past week on December 13th in 1929, Louis Armstrong and his orchestra recorded Rockin' Chair. Here is that okay recording. Actually, it was a pretty darn good recording. It's okay because it was on the okay label.
Now
you're gonna tighten my hide.
I can't get from this cabin.
What cabin joking?
I ain't going nowhere.
You ain't going nowhere.
Just let me here grabbing.
Grabbing
the flies around this rocking chair.
Rocking chair.
My dear old Aunt Harriet.
Aunt Harriet.
How long in heaven you been?
Haven't you been home?
Send me a sweet chariot.
Oh, chariot.
For the end of the troubles. I see you.
I see, Daddy.
Oh, rocking chair, kiddies.
Rocking chair, I'm getting old.
Judgment day, yes, sir.
Judgment day is hell.
Chained to my rocking chair.
Thank you.
Hoagy Carmichael and Louis Armstrong performing vocally there on Carmichael's own composition, Rockin' Chair. We've got lots more to come here on Rapidly Rotating Records, and we'll get to it right after this. KISL will soon be moving into a new office and studio in the Green Mobile, formerly housing the Parks and Rec Department. A lot of work has gone into transforming the space, including new dividing walls and soundproofing. Yesterday and earlier today, folks were hard at work applying fresh paint to the interior, and we want to thank them and everyone who has lent a helping hand to the efforts. So here to recognize all those volunteer painters are some painting songs, starting off with Ted Lewis.
Life is a canvas, folks, on which we all can paint. Paint any old picture that we may. Why, there's the rich man, look at him, the poor man, the devil, the saint, and they're all painting pictures every day. Why, you know, some paint in colors of a wonderful hue, while others use colors of strife. But I want to tell you that every word, every thought, every little thing that we do goes down on our canvas of life. So come on, folks, and just dip your brush in the sunshine and keep on painting away. Oh, do it now. Make love a duty, and you're bound to find beauty wherever your eyes are going to stray. And life, it's going to seem worthwhile living. Oh, say, folks, skies, they'll never be gray. No, sir, if you just dip your brush in the sunshine. Sure to tell you, keep on painting, painting away. Everybody, keep on painting away. Paint it, Benny, paint it. Oh, I'm good, Benny. Paint it blue, Benny. Sky blue, Benny. Paint those windowsills and let the little sun shine in. Painted red, Moxie. Painted red. Red hot. Red hot. That's it. Come on, everybody. Just dip your brush up in the sunshine. That's the place, folks. And keep on painting away. Do what I tell you now. Just keep on painting away. Yes, sir.
It's a holiday, today's the wedding of the painted doll. It's a jolly day, the news is spreading all around the hall. Red Riding Hood and Buster Brown, the Jumpin' Jack jumped into town. From far and near, they're coming here, church bells ringing, ringing. All the little dollies from the follies with the painted cheeks. Little Mama Doll has passed around for weeks and weeks. Shoo the blues, no time to lose. Rice and shoes will spread the news that it's a holiday. Today's the wedding of the little painted doll.
Painting the clouds with sunshine.
of a memory. You wander back to me, breathing my name with a sigh. In the still of the night, once again I hold you tight. Though you're gone, your love lives on when moonlight beams. And as long as my heart will beat, lover,
Clinton and his orchestra had four number one hits in 1938 and 39. The biggest of them was that song, Deep Purple. Written by Mitchell Parrish and Peter DeRose, the vocal refrain was by B. Wayne, and we heard the alto sax of Toots Mondello. Deep Purple was preceded by Johnny Marvin, backed by Leonard Joy and his orchestra. They weren't helping to paint the KISL studio, but they were painting the clouds with sunshine. Before Deep Purple, it was Sam Brown with Jack Hilton and his orchestra from 1929 and The Wedding of the Painted Doll. And we started off that set of songs to celebrate the painting of the new KISL studio with Ted Lewis painting in his Top Hat and Tails on Dip Your Brush in the Sunshine from March 5th, 1931. Fats Waller was on piano, and you heard a couple of hot solos there from Benny Goodman and Muggsy Spanier. And you're hearing it all on Rapidly Rotating Records, heard each and every Sunday evening at 6 here on KISL FM 88.7 Avalon. I'm your host, Glenn Robison, and I'm pleased to announce that in addition to this broadcast version of the show, Rapidly Rotating Records can now be heard streaming online Wednesdays at 2 Pacific Standard Time on MPAC Radio at www.mpacproductions.com, M-P-A-K Productions. So if you have friends or relatives over town who are outside of the signal of KISL, they can hear the show or the same great music you enjoy here on the broadcast version. That's www.mpacproductions.com. We'll be back with a second coat of painting songs when we return right after this. Continuing our tribute to all those volunteers who worked so hard this weekend to paint the new KISL studio, here are some very colorful songs, starting off with the Casa Loma Orchestra. Thank you.
summer breezes are playing.
And that's a place,
that's where the honey reeds are swaying. Every morning there, all the roses are swaying. It's always summer, they're dancing while the meadow will flow. They sing the pretty little song that I know.
The moon is shining,
it's more than ever designing.
And that's a good reason why,
most every night I'm pining. Just a finding, I'm longing to be sweetly reclined.
Somewhere in Roseland,
beside a beautiful road.
Do, 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 do.
Thank you.
started off that colorful set of songs with the Casa Loma Orchestra and Larry Clinton's A Study in Brown, recorded in New York on February 4, 1937. Larry Clinton was the staff arranger for the Casa Loma Orchestra. Then it was The Rose Room, written by Art Hickman in 1919, and there performed by Herb Wiedoeft and his orchestra, recorded in Los Angeles in January 1928. Clyde and Leon Lucas were heard vocally. You may recognize Rose Room as Phil Harris's theme song. After Rose Room, we heard Blue Room, Rodgers and Hart from the show The Girlfriend, Benny Moten's Kansas City Orchestra in December of 1932. Well, we had The Rose Room, The Blue Room, and we wound up in The Green Room with The Green Room Jive, Mal Hallett and his orchestra from May of 1941. Mal Hallett was born in 1896 and studied at the New England Conservatory of Music. In the early 20s, he fronted a number of hotel bands and became well known around New England, so he decided to start his own band. He made his first recordings for OK in February 1926. Some colorful songs to celebrate the newly painted interior of the new KISL studio. I'm Glenn Robison, and you and I are both listening to Rapidly Rotating Records here on KISL FM 88.7 Avalon. As always, your comments and requests are welcome and can be sent by email to glenn@glennrobison.com, GLENNROBISON, or by regular mail to Post Office Box 145, Claremont, California 91711. Or by phone to area code 909-641-0805. That's area code 909-641-0805. Well, we've got one more painting song, and then we'll take a rest and sit a while in that rocking chair when we return right after this. Here's Paul Whiteman and his orchestra with one of his more symphonic arrangements from February 16, 1928, Ferdy Groffé's composition, Ferdy Groffé's arrangement, and Ferdy Groffé directing the recording of Three Shades of Blue.
Thank you.
Paul Whiteman and his orchestra and Three Shades of Blue. In the first segment of the show, we heard Louis Armstrong and his orchestra and Hoagy Carmichael's Rockin' Chair. Well, here's Hoagy Carmichael and his orchestra and Hoagy Carmichael's Rockin' Chair.
Lean by my side. Fetch me the gin, son. Before tan your hide now. I can't get from this cabin.
Mm-mm, you ain't going nowhere.
And nowhere. Just set me here grabbing at the flies round this rocking chair. You remember Aunt Harriet?
Mm-hmm. How long haven't she been, Pappy?
Send me a sweet chariot. For the end of the troubles I seen.
You seen them, Pappy. I won't let rocking chair get you.
Judgment day, share, son. I'm chained, chained to my rocking chair.
Hoagy Carmichael and his orchestra with Bick Spiderbeck on cornet and rockin' chair from May 21st, 1930. I'm very pleased that you've been listening to Rapidly Rotating Records on Island Radio, KISL FM 88.7 Avalon. We're heard each Sunday evening at 6, and I hope you'll tune in again next week. In the meantime, your comments and requests are welcome and can be sent by email to glenn@glennrobison.com. or by postal mail to Post Office Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711, or by phone to area code 909-641-0805. That's area code 909-641-0805. I hope to hear from you. And as always, I do thank you for your very kind attention.